Comics Coffee Metal Podcast, episode 99.
Greetings and welcome to the Comics Coffee Metal Podcast. I'm your host, Don Cardenas, and it's been a minute, everybody. Today is the long-threatened solo podcast. I don't have a guest this week, and this being the first episode of 2023, I thought it'd be a nice time to kind of check in and go over some of the things that I'll be doing in 2023, what you can hopefully expect and see from me. And also kind of talk a little bit about 2022 and all that. Just a nice casual chat to start the year, especially since next episode is episode 100. And I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for my guest on that one. And yeah, so let's get right to it. First and foremost, this end of the year run of podcasts didn't go exactly the way I planned. I ended up doing a lot of the quote-unquote shuffle interview podcast formats that, while are a lot of fun, I don't end up doing my recommendations for those episodes. And even some of the just straight interview episodes, I didn't really get any recommendations in. And my apologies for that to anyone who enjoys that. It's just been a very, very busy end of the year for me. And while the busyness has no end in sight, I am definitely a little bit more organized now. So going forward, with my interview shows after episode 100, we'll be definitely going back to having recommendations and things like that. And even though I haven't been recommending things, I've definitely been building a little bit of a backlog of recommendations and things I want to talk about. And as much as I like to recommend new things and all that, there's so much amazing new comics and music and coffee out there that I feel like if I'm not recommending something super brand new, it's not that big of a deal. So Yeah, I was kind of also prepping a backlog of recommendations to have and to be able to share. So that way it's just not such a hectic kind of getting information together situation for myself, which kind of leads into, you know, kind of what the end of the year really meant for me in 2022. And that is a lot of planning. I have a lot of projects coming out in 2023 that I worked on in 2022 that I'm still trying to wrap up and I will continue to work on in 2023. And it's just been a lot of getting things together, getting information and work together, and just slowly but steadily getting everything set so I can finish some things, have it out there. So yeah, 2023 is going to be a big, hopefully very big year for me in terms of releasing things out into the world. But, you know, saying all that, I just don't want to speak in just, you know, vague terms with everything. So I'll talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, I've mentioned before in the podcast, I've done this book, Spend the Night, written by horror director Jackie Kong, layouts by my buddy Kelly Williams. And we did the first issue last year. And though it was a bit of a learning experience on my end in terms of just, you know, dealing with someone who's not used to making comics, in the aftermath, so to speak, of making that comic, Jackie has gone like above and beyond in terms of making sure that she's getting this comic out to more than just whoever backed it on her Kickstarter, which means next year in March, or this year, I should say, I have a book that's going to be available through Lunar Distribution, which is pretty awesome. Lunar Distribution is a one of the smaller but newer distributors that kind of popped up during the pandemic. They started as DC Comics exclusive distributor, and they've started taking on different companies and things like that. And Jackie went, she convinced them to carry the book, so that's pretty awesome. So there's a order code and all that that I'll have in the show notes. That if you're interested in the first issue of Spend the Night, then yeah, you can go ahead and order it from your local comic shop. And with that, as well, I've been working on issue 2 of that. While my buddy Kelly Williams has been involved with the issue, I've kind of taken over all the art duties with it, as planned, because Kelly's a very busy person. And so we're kind of just like, you know, keeping Kelly around to make sure that his his amazing artistic eye kind of sees everything I'm doing and kind of offers any pointers or tips that he thinks would help with the story. Also, because, you know, Jackie initially wanted him for the project, you know, it's good to have him there. So his aesthetic that she was drawn to is still, you know, kind of featured in the book, even though he's stepping away and all that. So it's been a lot of fun getting that together and working with that. It's been a much smoother process. super smooth, but comics is never super smooth, no matter who you're working with. So there you go. But yeah, I'm right in the middle of starting inks on that. And I'm also gearing up for, by the time you hear this, my first Kickstarter in like 5 years. You heard that correct. My first Kickstarter in, is it 5 years? Yeah, 5, 6 years? 2017? Yes, 2017. I did the Pax of the Lowcountry Kickstarter. And even though that wasn't a successful funding experience, just because we'd set our goal way too high, first and foremost. But in the end, it all worked out because I was able to do pre-orders, and a lot of people who backed did a pre-order. I found a printer, yada, yada, yada. The book got out. But this is my first that I've been involved with books that have been Kickstarted, that anthologies that were on Kickstarter, but this is the first one that I am a co-creator on and I'm involved with. And yeah, so I've mentioned it before, but the book is Evie and the Helsings, issue number 1, co-created by myself and Steve Bryant, colors by Jason Millay. And yeah, I'm really, really excited for this. I've literally been working on this book for a year and a half, off and on, and it's just kind of a culmination, I think, of a lot of the things I've been working on and all that, and just I'm just really excited to get this book out. It's a really, really fun book. I'll link to the Kickstarter pre-launch page and all that, but to give you the quick rundown, Evie and the Helsings is the story of Evie Van Helsing, the last surviving member of the Van Helsing family, who after her mother's passing is tasked with taking up the mantle of being the defender of humanity against the creatures of the night. But the problem is she just wants to rock, man. She's got her band. She just wants to play guitar and, you know, shred faces off. But she's going to find out. She's going to have to figure out a way how to do both. So it's just a really fun book. It's going to be full of music, full of action, full of heart. And it's just been a blast developing this with Steve. And I'm really looking forward to getting this book out there. So I really hope it interests you all and you'll all go check it out. While we are kickstarting the first issue, we definitely have plans for 4 issues for this first arc. I'm talking to Steve about ideas for a second arc. We're not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but there's a second arc that I think I want to talk more about Steve with, and I'm really excited to do as well. I'm really excited to get this arc done because there's a lot of really cool stuff coming up in the series, so I'm really hoping we get a good amount of funding to, you know, make it seem like there's a demand for this and we can keep doing this. But yeah, that's that. And I also have the script for the second issue, so I'm kind of starting to work on the preliminary stuff for that, get that going. So that's another, you know, comic project I'm working on that is kind of, you know, got the train rolling, you know. Spend the Night issue 1's coming out in March to comic shops, and issue 2 should be done by then. And I think the plan is to release an issue every quarter, I think, like that. I have to see what goes on from there, but yeah. And then I'm also finishing up colors for my buddy John Westhoff and his book Depowered. I did the colors for that last year, and John's going to be on again with another Kickstarter interview and stuff like that with Dan Doherty for Drumsticks of Doom issue 2 and all that. So that'll be fun. But yeah, I'm finishing up the colors on that. That seems like enough, but there's still more stuff happening. There's a couple other ideas and projects that are being kicked around that will definitely be a full-time situation for myself once they take effect. But you can only work on the pot that's boiling in comics. So this is what's happening right now, and this is what I'm working on. But that's not the only thing I'm doing creatively. Let's get on to some music. So, on the music front, I honestly expected 2022 to be a bigger year for me in terms of creating music, and it didn't happen that way at all. I thought I was starting off strong, ending 2021 with releasing a song, and it was over, it's been over a year now since I've released a song. And it's not a huge tragedy. It's not that I haven't worked on music. I've been trying to get some music done. But music does have to take a backseat to making comics, and unfortunately, it is the second most time-consuming thing creatively for me, so stuff like the podcast or doing YouTube videos or whatever, those tend to take precedent sometimes because they're quicker to get done and get out and are fun to do as well. So, but even though I've had some unsuccessful times in 2022 getting some music out, that also means I have a lot of foundation for... I did another year of Rifftober, which, you know, to be honest, I always say this, it feels like, but I'm pretty sure this is my last one, at least for a few years. It's a lot of work, and I kind of find myself stuck in a rut with the riffs and stuff like that. I need to kind of expand myself a little bit more musically, and while riff writing is fun and there's really no rules to it, I always learn best, no matter what kind of thing it is, by doing it. So I write better songs when I write more songs. And while I can write some really, you know, cool riffs here and there, a riff is not a song, so on and so forth. So this year is really going to be focused on finishing... Oh boy, there's about three or four different music projects that I'm hoping to make some serious headway on, and I'm finishing a couple of them. I'm going to have to be a little more vague with these just because a couple of them other people are involved and I don't want to speak to their schedules and things like that and make it seem like if it doesn't happen, it's on them as well. But there is a project I'm really, really excited for in October of this year that... I'm really hoping I can get it done, and it's got several other people involved, and it's really, really, it's been really, really fun developing it, and it's probably going to be a crowdfunding thing as well, because there's going to be some other aspects to it, but I'm really, really excited for it. I have four or five other people involved in it, and their parts aren't, you know, super involved. I'm kind of writing all the music, and these are, they're providing other things. And vocals or and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm just really excited for that in October. hopefully by time August, September rolls around, I can speak more to it and kind of chat about it a bit more. But again, since other people are involved, I can't speak to their schedules. They're offering their time for this to get this done. So it's really when I can get things to people and when they can get it back to me. So another project that's been kind of long gestating is my Anguirus project. I know the kaiju people call it, you know, Anguirus. I just call it Anguirus. and that originally started off as it's going to be a death metal project. And I had a couple other people involved with it. You know, it's going to be fun. But when I started it a couple years ago, the songs I ended up writing, the lyrics anyway, ended up being much more personal. And it didn't fit the project, I should say. So I kind of had to shelve that idea because what was coming out at the time didn't match. And then I finally kind of came across earlier this year the hook for the Anguirus project that will make it fun, make it so I can get into the right headspace to write all that. And I don't mind sharing that because it's pretty much all me. And that is, you know, it's going to be a death metal EP project told from the perspective of Anguirus the Kaiju. And it's basically him talking shit about other kaiju. Once I thought of that idea, I'm like, this is perfect. Because Anguirus doesn't get any respect. You know, he's often the underdog. But I like that. I like that about the character. I like that about the idea behind the project. He's just there, man. He's Godzilla's friend, and he's talking shit to all the other guys. I'm I'm fairly close to finishing the first song, which I kind of teased a little bit online, and that is going to be called Three Neck Bitch, which, you know, I think explains who he's talking about there very clearly. And that one, oh man, that's been a blast to write, and it's been really fun kind of doing something that's not serious, but done with such, you know, a self-serious genre as death metal. I mean, there's plenty of death metal projects that are just, you know, tongue-in-cheek and things like that. But, yeah, it's kind of fun to just have, you know, essentially death metal districts. So I was hoping to actually have that song released this month in January. But towards the end of the year, you know, the COVID finally got us. My family got it. I'm almost fully recovered from it. I'm testing negative now, but I'm still feeling some of the effects of it. My lovely wife and young son, they're still kind of dealing with quite a bit of the cough and all that with it, and the congestion and the just general icky feeling. Luckily, my daughter escaped relatively unscathed from it all, despite testing positive herself. She's tougher than all of us. no real huge surprise there. But yeah, so doing death metal vocals with COVID doesn't work. So I need to give my voice some time to recover. And hopefully by the end of the month, I would think, but maybe February, I'll be releasing the first song from that, because everything else is pretty much done on it. So it's really just getting the vocals down and doing all that. So, but that's another music project that I'm looking forward to doing a few things in 2023 with. It's not the highest priority to get done, but I'd like to release, you know, at least three songs this year with that project. Another music project that I've been kind of slowly working on is my personal, you know, metal EP under the moniker Variant, which when I made that moniker for my metal band in 2019, seemed like a cool, fun nod to comics. And now in 2023, it means something very different to a lot of people. You know, the Loki show came out, so there's the Variant terminology that's just everywhere now. And then, of course, you know, obviously the virus variant thing. But I'm not changing it. You know, the idea of calling the music project Variant was that, and still is, that when I'm recording these things, you know, I'm one person recording these things, but when I'm recording guitar, you know, I work very hard to get into the headspace of what Don, the guitar player, would play. And when I'm playing bass and recording the bass, I'm in the headspace of what Donald, the bass player, would play. Because Donald, the guitar player, would not play the same thing as Donald, the bass player. So on and so forth with all the other instruments and all that. And those songs have become very, very personal as I've explored my own mental health in the past few years. And it's kind of painful, but also cathartic to do. And I'm pretty close to having a couple more of those songs done. I did release the first one, Dead Eyes, in 2021. And while that one was kind of, I like that song a lot. I'm proud of that song. You know, I learned a lot on that song in terms of recording vocals and writing lyrics and things like that. So, you know, it's like I said, I learn by doing things. You know, I was never great at like just sitting and practicing. And while that's a great method for a lot of other people, I have to finish things. I have to have the thing in mind. A good example is, you know, I'm looking forward to like trying to expand my guitar playing in terms of like learning how to solo better and things like that. And I have resources to learn scales and theory and things like that. And I've gone over them and, you know, some things stick, some things don't. But the only way I'm going to learn is if I'm learning solos. You know, I'm learning how these things were put together by other people. And I'm hoping to this year, you know, tackle some of my favorite solos to kind of, you know, start putting those pieces together for myself. And it's just like making comics. I could sketch, all day long. That's fine. But I never feel like I'm really learning unless I'm making a comic, which is, kind of difficult because, sometimes I just want to sit down and I want to draw like some fan art or something, or just, sketch around and all that. But my art time is still limited, so I have to make the things. So, yeah, that's just how it is. It's how I learn. It's how a lot of other people learn. And it's not a bad thing. There's no one way to do things. So that's kind of what that is. But yes, the Variant Music Project, getting back to that. I'm fairly close to finishing two or three more songs on that. And I would love to have that done by end of year, if not mid-year. That's a pretty lofty goal, though, mid-year. But I would really like to do that. I don't want to have it too close to the October music project I'm working on. But also, having it ready by my birthday in September seems kind of thematic, but it's not that important to have it done by that day. But yeah, it is definitely more of a modern metal-ish type of sound, something with just more groove, more bigger choruses. I'm trying to learn how to sing a little bit, people. I'm sorry, I'm trying. I apologize in advance. I'm not very great at it. But it's something I'm trying to branch out with and do. I'm not saying I'm going to try to be a great singer or anything, but I'm trying to learn how to at least scream sing a tune and keep things in key a bit and stuff like that. So just, learning enough so I can get the idea out of my head and onto there. And finally, yes, there is one more. There's another music project that is probably not taking as much precedence at all. I'm working on it, and I'll say I'm working on it with Kevin Mellon, my buddy. He's a fantastic musician. He's always working on music. He's got he just released an awesome guitar focused instrumental album recently that's very cool. And Kevin's not like a shredder or anything like that, but he's definitely amazing at writing just like really cool, moody, heavy, just really creative kind of riffs and musics and kind of soundscapes and stuff like that. So I'm sure if Kevin wanted to, he could learn how to shred and be pretty damn good at it. But that's not his bag. But he does write amazing songs, and he's grown so much as a vocalist himself. He's really put in a lot of hard work, and he's really working on his metal vocals and the screams and that kind of thing. And that leads me to the fact that we're trying to work on a metal EP together, and that's going to be pretty much, I'm sending him demos. I've all these Rifftobers I have. These are all these riffs that I have that I'm trying to make into songs. Not all of them, but I'm picking some. I'm sending them to Kevin. If he's vibing on it, then I'll expand it into like a demo sized version. He'll tinker around with it. He's a great songwriter himself, so he'll offer some arrangement suggestions or just ideas. I'm like, oh, can we have a part that kind of goes like this or whatever, and then kind of going back and forth. And then I'll record all the music instrumentals, and then he'll do the vocals and lyrics and all that. And that looks like that's shaping up to be a real fun thing to do, because that'll be a different type of metal, because Kevin has his own aesthetics and things like that. And so that's been fun. But that one's probably the lowest on the priority list. Kevin's, and amazingly busy with his own, artwork and his own music and stuff like that. He's wrapping up his second solo EP, or third solo EP. So he's definitely a very busy man with the music, but that's a fun project I'm hoping to at least make a lot of headway on in 2023. And I think that's enough, right? Like, that's enough projects and things to do, right? But I'm not done. Let's talk about the podcast and YouTube. So, first and foremost, as we approach episode 100 of the podcast, I always kind of had it in the back of my head that if I had to, and I wasn't feeling it, and things weren't going how I needed them to go, episode 100 would be it. I just end the show at 100 episodes. Nothing to be bummed about. Lots of great interviews, lots of people I got to know better, lots of people I got to meet for the first time, and, you know, I'm delighted to call friends, and lots of people who I call friends I'm delighted to know even more. And it's been a lot of fun, and I think I have decided to end the podcast at episode 100. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not stopping. Why would I stop a thing? I only add things to my list of shit to do. I don't stop things. Come on, people. You should know me better than that. This year in the podcast, I'm really focused on growing it. The podcast started with me just wanting to talk to my friends. You know, I'm kind of a home person. I really don't do the going out after cons or going to a lot of cons and things. And, you know, I meet a lot of amazing people, and I want to talk to them. I want to share with them. I kind of want to commiserate with them about, you know, our industry and things we enjoy. And it's just kind of grown from there. But as I've gone on, you know, and I've got to know more people, you know, I have come to really enjoy just talking to people and the kind of challenge of interviewing someone I've never met before. And I kind of want to push that. When I first started, you know, trying to, you know, do comics and things like that and going to conventions and talking to people, you know, I had to face up to a lot of anxiety. You know, I had a ton of anxiety about talking to people. I would be flop sweating whenever I would be talking to a professional or anything like that. Someone, you know, I've talked to a ton, you know, I consider him, you know, a buddy, Mike Norton, you know, up until, you know, just a couple of years ago, like I would just be instant sweats just talking to him just because I'd just be so anxiety ridden and nervous and worried. And I think doing the podcast has really helped with that for myself, really helped me feel like I can put myself out there. And on top of a lot of the mental health work I've done for myself this past couple of years, I think that's kind of shown me a part of myself that I thought wasn't there anymore. Something that I thought that I, you know, that I remembered I had when I was younger, and just it kind of was taken away a bit without getting too much into it. And finding that again and finding joy in that, finding comfort and just like taking a new experience of talking to somebody I don't know and really, really just embracing that moment has been very, very cool. And I'm looking forward to doing that more. And with that, I'm trying to branch out the podcast. I'm trying to talk to more people in more fields that I don't know. I've lined up a few interviews with metal bands, some up-and-coming metal bands, or some longer, you know, they've been around, but, you know, they're not super huge in terms of, like, listenership, but they have a big, you know, they have a good, solid fan base, and they know what they're doing. They're veterans in what they're doing, and so I have a few of those kind of interviews lined up for this year, and I'm really, really excited for that, because it's just something that, just something that felt kind of natural to start branching off into. Now, I'm still talking to comics people. You know, I can't give that up. You know, I got all my buddies, new and old, that I still want to chat more with and all that. But yeah, looking forward to this year. You know, you can definitely count on there being more musicians on the show. I'm also going to be reaching out to some coffee roasters. There's a couple in Illinois here that I've been enjoying their work. And I kind of want to get them on the show, talk to them a bit. I'm shooting pretty high with some other guests here and there, and we'll see how that goes. But I'm not overly concerned with having a big name on the show, especially, you know, whatever field it is, because it's more fun to talk to people who, you know, are in the grind and they're doing it, and there's still that passion and that excitement. Not to say that any established creators don't have that, of course, but it's just been more fun. I think I've had so much fun talking to the people I've been talking to. Why am I going to change that, you know? So yeah, I'm just looking to add, you know, more of the metal to the Comics Coffee Metal. Though I do have to note that all of this is said under the umbrella of comics are first and foremost in my heart. They are first and foremost in what I want to do. So if it gets to a point this year with all these projects I have going that I have to shelve the podcast for a bit, I'm kind of mentally prepared to do that. I don't want to. But that is something that is steadily in the back of my mind. Because, again, as much as I love doing this and as fun as it is, you know, I don't want to take away the opportunities of making comics in order to do this. That's kind of counterproductive to what this does for me mentally and creatively. So just mentioning that. That's all. Now, with the idea of expanding the podcast, I have been, and forgive me, looking into the idea of possibly advertising it in other places. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know how well that'll work. But I am definitely kind of poking around here and there and seeing what goes on, what would be beneficial to me or not. Because as much as I am incredibly appreciative of everyone, the steady numbers that I have that show up every episode, and even the ones that fluctuate based on the guest, I would love to be able to reach more people with the people I talk to and the comics and the music I talk about. So if I could do that, that would be great. I have a goal number in mind, in terms of like how much growth I would like to see the podcast have this year if I can do it consistently and I don't have to shelve it for any reason whatsoever. I don't know how feasible that is, but you never know. It's a small goal and I'm keeping it to myself, but I do have to state I'm super happy if everything sticks the same. I have, again, a solid amount of people who come every episode. Super appreciative of that. I love you all. And, you know, you guys, all of you. I'm saying guys in just the majority term, not gendered. When you support the show, when you listen to the ridiculous, Angor ad in the beginning, that does generate a very, very, very small amount of income. And what that does is, I think twice last year I was able to cash it out and buy a bag of coffee. So if that's the extent of success for the podcast, I fucking win. Like, that's great. I'm super happy with that. But it's not about trying to get an income stream from this or anything like that. It's more just expanding, you know, the audience of people who I can reach with other people's work and other creators and share that. There's an immensely rewarding feeling when I talk to somebody and you're like, oh, I checked out this band that you mentioned on the show. I checked out this book you mentioned on the show and I really enjoyed it. And it's awesome. It is just such a rewarding feeling to know that I helped someone find something that they're enjoying and, you know, the bonus of it being, you know, a guest or a recommendation from my end. It's just awesome. And that's kind of something I want to just be able to increase the audience for something like that. And that said, though, I mean, if some money comes in, who's going to say no, right? I'll share with you something. It's kind of silly. It is very silly. But if I had like a financial goal for the podcast, it would simply just be enough to, like, if I made enough per episode to send my guest like some swag, like a Comics Coffee Metal mug and shirt for as a thank you for being on the show. Like, if I was able to offset that cost in terms of, like, you know, in revenue coming in from the show, that's the dream. That would be the highlight. I think that would be the pinnacle of what I could ever hope to achieve. And that's unlikely, I'm guessing, but yeah, it's because, you know, a Comics Coffee Metal, as much as, you know, I talk to people and they're like, yeah, I love all those things, it's three niche things put together, so it's not super the average person who might just like somehow randomly come across that title, I don't think they're gonna be like, oh, I'm not really into any of those things, let me check it out. Though, yeah, it's just one of those things. But anyway, yeah, I thought I would share that just because it's silly, but, you know, that's what I would like to do. And if I were a normal, rational, sane person, I would say that is so much stuff I have planned for 2023. Man, that's a lot. I hope I can achieve at least half of the stuff I'm planning. But that's it. That's everything I'm doing. But I'm not. I'm not that person. So I still have more to talk about. And that is YouTube. If you follow me on any social media last year, you'll notice that, hopefully you've noticed, I spent a little bit of time working on some YouTube stuff. Some reaction videos, some album interviews, trying to put up podcast clips. Not super successful with that, but trying to record some videos for some podcasts and put up clips there and some other music related stuff. And that is something that now that I kind of have a handle on video editing and things like that, that I'm going to be pursuing more also in 2023. It is the lowest priority of all the things I have to do, but it is definitely something I am shooting to do. I have fun comics and metal topics that I want to talk about and present there, and kind of, you know, just, it's a lot of fun doing the video stuff and the editing and kind of planning all that out. So there's that. And also I have some more like reaction type stuff. I've been contacting and been contacted by a few PR firms that, you know, work for metal bands and labels and stuff like that. And a couple of them have reached out to me about doing reaction videos to some bands that have stuff coming out. And that's kind of how I'm getting some of these people for interviews. It's like, yeah, I'll do that. Well, you know, will they come on my show when it's time to drop the album and talk about it? And, you know, everything seems to be like, sure, let's do this. So it's kind of the one thing feeding the other. And, you know, the reaction stuff, it's kind of fun to do. You know, I'm not a huge overacting reactor guy. You know, it's very low key and all that. But, you know, I haven't had anyone diss me on on YouTube about how I do it or you know, the level of excitement in my reactions. So, you know, surprise, surprise. You know, I've had people bitch about other things. But the manner of which I am reacting has been, you know, met with positive results from people I don't know on YouTube. So, you know, fine, sure, I'll do that. Those are fun, quick, easy videos to do. So, and if it leads to me getting a band on the show, on the podcast, to help grow the podcast, sure, man. Like, why not? Why not? You know, do an album review for a band. Sure, you know, I've discovered a couple bands last year that I really, really enjoy because of doing these album reviews. I was never a huge Warner Shore fan. You know, I liked some of their stuff, but getting their album a month or so early to really sit with it and enjoy it and just kind of examine it, like, I became a very big fan of them. Same thing with Revocation and that band. And so, you know, why not? You know, I think that's kind of my, that's my creative Achilles heel. It's like, I often think just, like, why not? You know, why not do this? Why not do that? You know, what's stopping? If I can, why can't I? Because there's only 24 hours in a day, Don. That's why. But I digress. So there are YouTube things I am planning. Again, I think with the podcast, I kind of talk to a lot of comics people. And I'm trying to, like, you know, for some people who aren't super into metal, I'm trying to, you know, metalize them a little bit. You know, offer suggestions here. I think with YouTube, I'm trying to, like, reverse that. I'm trying to find metal people, and I'm trying to say, hey, you know, come check out these comics, you know, or come check out this thing and maybe kind of convert you to the nerdy side. So yeah, that's been fun, because as much as I enjoy watching, like, guitar-related YouTube stuff and, like, reviews and things like that, and I have some of those videos kind of planned, you know, there's a glut of those videos. So I think anything... You know, with podcast or video content or comics, it's finding what you can bring to it, And I think kind of trying to bridge these worlds of comics, coffee, and metal together for people who aren't fully in on all three of those things, I think that's something I can try to be a guide to, a bridge for some people. So I have some fun stuff planned for that. Again, it's the lowest priority in terms of things, but I definitely have some scripts written for videos and things like that, and I'm just really looking forward to kind of getting some of that stuff done. All right. Is that enough? Is that enough for good old Donnie J here to feel creatively satisfied in 2023? I have no idea. When I started 2022, I had a very set idea of what I was going to be doing, comic-wise, podcast-wise, music-wise, and that all went by the wayside before February was up. Opportunities came, and I just kind of rode the wave of that. So I'm keeping that open as well. You know, I have these plans. They're more guides, I should say, and I'm keeping myself open to riding the wave of whatever comes in, whatever happens, because, you know, we could launch the EV Kickstarter and it bombs, and then we don't do any more issues. And as much of a bummer as that would be, you know, you pick yourself up and move to the next thing. Or we could do the EV Kickstarter and, you know, it goes beyond our wildest dreams and, you know, we somehow have enough momentum to keep just like plowing away at it. Awesome. Same thing with the Spend the Night book. You know, it could sell nothing in the stores and, you know, maybe Jackie would be like, maybe I'm not going to continue this. Or maybe it could sell well enough to where she doesn't want to do the Kickstarters anymore and she'll have a revenue stream to keep feeding me money to draw the book. And that's fine by me. So, you know, or both of those things can tank. And then I have, you know, other things I gotta do and pick up or what have you. So, you know, or, you know, maybe tomorrow my hand gets chopped in some freak accident. I don't know, man. That's a little bit dark, but, you know, it's just those things, you know, just keeping myself open to that, to riding that wave of things. And I've been better about it this past year. And, you know, I'm trying to keep that momentum going. You know, I do have my own struggles with ADHD and keeping focused on things. I love starting projects. I love getting things organized and done, and not done, but organized and set up and planned. And then it's the finishing and the follow through. And it's not that I can't. It's just that, you know, the squirrel in my brain, you know, it likes the new thing. It likes the dopamine of the new thing and the excitement of that. But I've been doing a lot of work and all that, focusing and, you know, using the tools I've learned to kind of, you know when to hold them and know when to fold them when it comes to my brain firing that way. So far it's been working out. We'll see how it goes, but, you know, I think it's a good mix of, you know, just stuff I have, and I feel most, I guess, creatively fulfilled when I can kind of touch on all of those things I've mentioned in this episode. And it's a lot. It is a lot. It's a recipe for burnout. And I'm sure there will be times during this year where I get burned out. Even though I'm trying to be cognizant of what I'm doing, how much time I'm spending, and, you know, trying to take care of myself, I know it's going to happen. I'm just trying to temper, you know, the severity of it and work on that. And then also, I have an amazing wife who, you know, calls me on my bullshit. She's my support and love and foundation when I need it, and she's the kick in the ass and the slap on the head when I need it as well. So I'm fortunate to have someone in my life that does that for me and can call me out when I'm like, no, I'm good. And she's like, no, you're not good. You need to take a break. I'd like to be that person for myself, but that's not how it is for so many of us. But yeah, so this is the episode. I'm going to end it here. Thank you for listening. If you've been a longtime listener, thank you so much. If you're a new listener, thank you so much. Welcome aboard. And I just, again, I'm just so appreciative of everyone who's listened to the show over the past few years. I'm really excited for episode 100. You know what? Let's talk about that real quick. Episode 100, I gave that a lot of thought. You know, do I want to do a new theme song? Do I want to do a new format? Blah, blah, blah. You know, if you've been around me long enough, you know that the only thing constant with me is change. And, or tweaking and doing these things. And when I was trying to figure out, what should I do for a guest? And blah, blah, blah. And then it just kind of hit me one day. I'm like, no, dummy, keep going. Just keep the train rolling. You're at 100. Keep it rolling. And for my guest, again, it was a thing where I'm like, who should I have on? Like, should I try to have a more recognizable name, or should I have, you know, just a solo episode? What should I do? Should it be like a retrospective episode? Should I have a bunch of people on? What should I do? And once I kind of sat down and thought about it, I had no clear answer. But the answer came to me when I wasn't thinking about it. I was just driving one day and I'm like, oh, duh, have Patrick Brower back on. My buddy, my first guest, the person who said yeah to be my first guest and the guinea pig for the show. The, you know, co-owner of Challengers Comics and Conversation in Chicago. A fantastic, you know, vocalist, musician, a talented inker in his day. And just an awesome, awesome rad dude who's had a very, very interesting past few years since we last spoke on the podcast. Obviously, we've spoken since then. So yeah, I'm really, really excited to sit down with Patrick and kind of commiserate over the ups and downs since we recorded in, I think, 2018. Oh boy. If you're kind of new to the show or not super familiar, I started off this podcast as a video podcast, I think in 2018. It was, you know, it was like once a month I wanted to have like a, or once every couple months I wanted to have like a video. But my computer at the time was a piece of steaming poo-poo and could not handle even the simplest video rendering. So that kind of fell by the wayside pretty fast. And then eventually I relaunched it like a year later as just audio. And then I put those out as audio podcasts as well. But the video ones I did previously. But obviously now I have a computer that can handle, you know, video editing and all that. But yeah, so Patrick was the first one, and he was the very first person I spoke to on the podcast, and he's someone who's very instrumental in my comic book making. The fact that Challengers Comics exists is what made me get back into drawing so many years ago, and we kind of talked about that story in the first episode. I'll probably bring it up again in the next episode. Or let's talk about it now. Let's see. You know, I'll talk about it now because back in the late 2000, you know, 2000, I think 2008, 2009, whenever they opened, I was kind of getting back in the comics. And the comic shop I was going to where I live was very sporadic in terms of my pull list. You know, they would be pulling my list, and it was very frustrating. And then I saw a blurb that this comic shop opened near where I was working at the time. And I'm like, oh, I'll go check it out. And then I went in, and if you've ever been to Challengers Comics, even when they just opened, this was a couple months after they opened, the just immense professionalism and just warmth of the store was already in full swing. And I was sold. You know, I signed up my pool list then and there. And over the years, you know, I've gotten to know Patrick and Dal, mostly Patrick, because, you know, we have our metal love, and we're, you know, he's very good at kind of engaging people like me who aren't super talkative, because I was, you know, again, the anxiety thing that was going on. And through Challengers, you know, they had the 24-hour comic book day, which was an event that, you know, you would sit down with a whole bunch of other idiots, and you guys would try to make a comic book in 24 hours, you know, a page a day or whatever. And those were some of the best, most harrowing, like, experiences I've had as an adult. You know, I've gotten to know people, you know, being there 24 hours. It's the first place I met, I think the first place so many people in Chicago experienced Ryan Brown for the first time. And he kind of blew us all away with his 24-hour comic. It's how I got to know Mike Norton a bit better, because he's an amazing artist, and, you know, his 24-hour comics were, you know, as well done as some people's, you know, a lot of people's regular comics. And it just is a whole lot of, like, passion and stuff that kind of fueled the idea that, yeah, this is what I want to do. And while it's taken me a long time to get to where I am now, to, you know, mentally and just, you know, just the way my life worked out, the seeds of it and all that started with Challengers. So starting the podcast with him seemed like the right choice. And also doing episode 100 with him seems like the right choice. So I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited to talk to him. I'm saying really excited a lot, too, because it's like 8 o'clock in the morning right now on the episode, on the day this is being released, because I finally felt well enough to do this, even though I've had to stop and cough and, you know, nose a few times still. Yeah. So thank you for bearing with me. I'm going to end it now. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it so much. Have a great week, and I will see you next week with Patrick Brower.